We have a public hearing amendment to Chapter 27, Zoning Personal Care Homes. With no objection, I'm going to open this public hearing. All right, this public hearing is open, and Howard, please.
I can assure you this will not be a failure this evening, because it's a first read, so you don't get to vote.
Very good. I would suggest nobody takes that bet.
Before you this evening, a proposed text amendment related to personal care homes in the city of Zoning. The idea that was put forward to staff from the mayor and council is that buildings in which is provided housing meals and 24-hour continuous watchful oversight for one or more ambulatory adults, which is licensed as a personal care home by the Office of Regulatory Services of the State of Georgia Department of Human Resources. These uses are allowed by right in R100 as long as the personal care homes offer services to no more than 3 persons or no less than 4 but no more than 6 persons. The idea that was put forward through the process of Community Council and Planning Commission was, is this correct? Is this the right system for the city government, or should there be an amount of oversight for these uses in R100? Community Council found that there's no need for any change. Staff has found that there is no need for any change. Public sentiment has been overwhelmingly negative for the idea that there should be any change. Overall, the sentiment is that this is a solution to a problem that has yet not presented itself, nor would it ever present itself. So our recommendation would be that there be no change to the ordinance. Section 2C, 3, B, and C related to registered personal care homes and family personal care homes. But the process we have in place today should be changed.
All right, very good. Thank you, Howard. And questions for council for Howard, John?
I'll just throw something out there. Howard, you said that this was brought at the request of council, mayor and council. I believe one of the members of council brought it up in the fact that a constituent asked that this be looked at. We didn't really give direction. Correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody said to look at it. Is that correct? So it's not like we said that there was anything right, wrong, or indifferent. I believe a constituent came to us and said, could the city please look at this? So please, there's no value judgment saying that the mayor and council wanted a change. It was that we were doing our due diligence, that somebody came to us and said, hey, I'm not sure about this. Can you look at it? Is that the case?
That's correct. I didn't think it's made anything different than that. It was just the idea was to evaluate the system and
right. And I just want to make sure that the way it sounds is like we really wanted the change. The process really was is that somebody out there said, hey, I think you need to look at that, and we just kicked it forward.
Yeah,
so
good.
It's going to work through the process.
Very good point. Thank you for that, John. Any other questions for Howard? Denny?
Yes. When this went in front of the community council, was there any recommendations from us?
Were the recommendations from the mayor? Not at that time, no. The community council meetings, they're introduced to the item, but they don't necessarily get an in-depth analysis or a recommendation.
And planning commission, their action on this was basically input? They took no action, is that right?
Correct. Less so on the substance of the question and more so the procedures of the question as it was brought to them from staff. They believed that they needed an ordinance placed in front of them that they could make a decision, yes or no. But the recommendation from staff at that time was to make no change. The recommendation from the community council at that time was to make no change. We honestly didn't have an ordinance to put in front of them with any appreciable change to it because we recommended no change. The only thing they'd be able to look at is the code as it is today. So they were provided with a copy of the code as it reads today, but instead chose to make no recommendation for or against the procedure as it is in its hands.
You know, one of my things that I want to talk about here tonight, first of all, this is the idea of talking about this has nothing to do with one family. Is that correct, Howard? We weren't talking about anybody with family members. Is that correct?
That's correct. We just evaluated the situation as it stands today and whether or not that procedure in place is correct or did it even.
The way the subject came forward was that the idea of running a business and not taking care of your family. There was no ever any implication here that, you know, you couldn't take care of your family member or anything else like that. The idea was is that to run a business and to open your door to anyone is where the restriction, I think, should be taken a look at. And there is the Fair Housing Act, I understand that. And, you know, there's personal care homes, family, personal care homes registered. And the family is the four to six in our ordinance right now. And the registered is one to three. And again, this has to do, and just correct me if I'm wrong, this has to do only with those that you would bring in for, if you will, a fee. It has nothing to do with taking care of your family. Is that correct?
There's no fee currently in place today of which I'm aware.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the, you know, the personal care homes, family, and registered. The situation here, when you talk about three members, four to five, that has nothing to do with family. Is that correct? Because you cannot regulate family. Is that correct?
That's my understanding. That's correct, yes.
Okay. So family is not a part of this. Is that correct?
It's just the moniker to label the type of personal care home.
Okay. But it's not. Family, if I had four people that needed special needs and they're all my kids.
It's just a way to delineate the number of persons in the home.
That's my family, and this does not control that, talk about that, or anything else, correct?
Right. Okay. It's just a label.
That's just the point I wanted to make here. You know, this is not anything about family or anything else. One of the other things is that you know, such a, and let me correct one. Let me ask one more thing, Howard. If I had four children and all had special needs, I don't have to come to the city. I don't have to come to anybody else. I can just, it's my family, and that's the way it is. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. But if I start bringing in people for hire, then I have to go to the state and be state approved, state qualified. Is that correct?
It's my understanding, yes.
Okay. So that's the point here. There's a difference here between family and running this for a business. And one of the things, as I understand, is the state will give you the qualification to do it, but then they never follow up. And that's where we were discussing the situation of possibly having a special permit so that the city would ensure that such things as ADA compatible with you know, sidewalks, toilet facilities, showers, doors, all that stuff would be there, because as I understand it, the state doesn't follow up. So that's where this all came from, and I think that needs to be explained. And I think so there is no restriction about family members for any of those of you that brought that up. That's your family is your family, and this is just bringing people in from outside, or if you will, for hire. And there are plenty of places for that. I don't know if in a residential area, you should not have some restrictions and some, if you will, method to verify that these personal care homes are being properly run. I think that's a couple of our responsibilities. And I think they do need, if they're doing this for hire, special permit, so that we can, if you will, control them.
I suggest that we go ahead and do the public comment, and then do our discussion. But
okay. Other questions for
that's my questions were directed.
Okay. Any other questions for Howard? Thanks, Howard. All right. I'm going to. If there are no objections, I'm going to open public comments now. If there are no objections, anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this amendment, please make your way to the podium. And anybody that wishes to speak against this, please make your way to the podium.
The amendment is to is the recommendation from the zoning commission not to take no action. Okay. That was on the floor?
No, it would just be in general. Mr. City Attorney, please address the question.
What is actually on the floor is a change to the ordinance to require a special administrative permit for a personal care home family.
If you'd like, just make a general comment, please.
Well, I'm not for it, so I'll make sure.
Well, that's okay. I think I went past four, so anybody who wants to speak against, please, now's the time.
Again, Bruce Lindemann.
Thank you.
First of all, just to clarify this issue about family, Councilman Shortle. Regardless of whether you have a developmental disability or not, when you get to be a certain age, and in this case, my daughter does have a developmental disability, her family now becomes not only her biological family, but her family now becomes her friends that she wants to live with. And so it's not a matter about me raising my family in a household of six. It's a matter of my daughter being able to live out her life, just like you want to live out your life with your friends. And in this case, I will put before you that anybody here who wants to try and make a dime on serving people with developmental disabilities, I'll tell you what, that's probably the hardest business that you're gonna have to run. First of all, these services are usually provided by a provider. So you are correct, there's a service being provided. There's someone who will have a business license. They've already gone through all the due diligence, all the regulations for the state of Georgia. The state of Georgia does have people that go into these homes to inspect them. They are ADA compliant. There's a whole series of regulations. I suggest the city council do their due diligence on what it takes to run one of these homes. When's the last time any of the council members have visited any of these group homes? We've got a number of them in the city of Dunwoody. To think that it's a matter of we've got people living there, and I'm beginning to feel like that this administrative permit is a way to label these people, to label these homes, much like a sex offender list. And that's how I begin to feel. These are folks who, by no choice of their own, who want to live a life of their own, who want to work in their community, who want to live with their friends. And now we're putting up another barrier. If you're that concerned about their health and welfare, then I suggest you contact ORS and we ask them why aren't they doing their job. I would rather have our staff, the city of Dunwoody, doing things more productive and bringing more business in than duplicating the efforts of the state agency. So I guess before we make any changes to the ordinance, I suggest each council member go out and visit one of these group homes and just see what they're all about. Because I would like one of my friends here to run in probably the next 5 years, go out and buy a home here and don't make my daughter to live in. But guess what? I can go across Winter's Chapel and go into Gwinnett County and probably just be just as happy. And I can't believe that we're even discussing this, for one thing. Typically, when we have such a fine facility as Brook Run here, where we serve people with developmental disabilities, and now we're putting up more barriers.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak against this? Please make your way to the podium.
My name is Raymond Wilson.
Thank you.
I live at 5372 Redfield Drive. I also, like I said before, have two other homes in the city of Dunwoody. I'm obviously against this, as I said in the original comments. As I listened to all of the different things discussed tonight, there was a lot of discussion around what we don't know. I think this is another example of what we don't know. I think there's a lot of unanswered questions. I think it's odd that a constituent could bring up a question like this and it would raise to this kind of level in front of a city government. I have lots of questions about things that go on in the city of Dunwoody, and I would never suggest it to you guys to spend this much time on it, quite frankly. But maybe I should do that. But I think one of the main questions here is the definition of a personal care home. And I don't think we have a good understanding of the definition of a personal care home, unless we do.
We do.
Okay, I don't know how it's defined in the law. I haven't seen any documentation of such. I don't think I'm operating a personal care home, but I can promise you that I am paying for services in my house that my daughter lives in. Okay? So I think there's a lot of questions, a lot of definitions, a lot of investigation that needs to take place before we would ever move on with something like this. And it's an emotional topic, so I'm going to prefer not to get emotional about it. But I would request that City Council set up a committee or do something to understand what we're talking about here before they just decide to put an ordinance in place to remove the right of an individual, which is how I read this. This is changing a law that removes the right of an individual. I'd be glad to, I could talk about this for hours, and I don't think this is the right forum to do that.
All right, thank you very much for that comment. Does anybody else wish to speak? Please make your way to the podium. And just for the record, if you could please state your name and...
I'm Cheryl Arno, and I live on Woodbury Way. And I'm a little nervous because I'm typically a very emotional person. I'm a proud citizen of Dunwoody and have been for many years. I'm also the DeKalb Developmental Disabilities Council Executive Director. I've been in the field for about 20 years, so this isn't new to me. The shocking part is that it's being discussed in the year 2009. That's the disheartening part. I sat in the community meeting, which I was informed about, and thought it would be kind of a slam dunk that it would be done. And we had a committee member say, and your community committee, say that it would change the nature of our community to have these individuals live within our community. And it's horrifying to me in this day and age that something like that could happen. If we can think of them as enriching our community, as enhancing our community, and being taxpayers, which I hear is a big deal these days, in our community, I think that we need to keep that in mind. And I'm urging you strongly to be a part of that. But I'm also a person that wants to be a part of the solution. I'm not just up here to say that we've done wrong. As the DeKalb TD Council, I am happy to take y'all on tours because I serve quite a few people within this community. I'm happy to take you to these homes and see how they are very much a part of our community. And to my knowledge, I would think that that's what it is. It's not a business. They've made families. These are people that have chosen to live as individuals in their community. And I would hate to see that taken away. And what I want to leave y'all with, and for y'all to all keep in mind, is that you can become a member of the disabilities community. You're either born with it, you will acquire it, or you will live long enough to be a member of our club. So I just want y'all to, and I strongly urge y'all to keep that in mind.
Thank you very much for that. Any other solid comment? I see that there's none. If there are no objections, I'm going to close public comment. And if there are no objections, I'm going to close this public hearing. Okay, Chair.
I didn't realize that we were done with discussion.
Well, we're going to have first read, and then we...
Okay, got it. Okay.
An ordinance amending Chapter 27 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by deleting personal care homes as permitted uses and requiring special administrative permits.
Thank you, Sharon. Yeah, this is first read, and as a first read, we can have discussion here within council. Robert, go ahead.
I want to echo what Ms. Arno said. These are our family, and I think we want to encourage the elderly and the developmentally disabled to live in our neighborhoods. And the only way they can live in our neighborhoods is with personal care. And I've heard from a number of people that it's bad policy, that it may be illegal, that it certainly is likely to get us sued, but I really don't care about that. I think it's bad morals. I think it would say all the wrong things about who we are in terms of welcoming people with developmental disabilities and welcoming the aged into our communities. And I strongly oppose adding any additional city barriers to the state licensing that exists today.
Very good. Thank you, Robert. John?
First off, Carol? Sharon. Thank you for the service to your community and our community. It's much appreciated. Thank you. I echo everything that you just said. Word for word, I echo it. A while back, we were talking about handicap accessibility. And there was a lady here by the name of Sue Heller. She passed away last night. She fought lung cancer. But she touched me in accessibility aspects. Our community is enriched by these people, by a wide variety of everybody who lives here. And we can't legislate this matter. I'm going to vote against this as soon as I'm able to.
Thank you, John. Other discussion on this?
I think before we come to a second read, I think we should publish and just clarify really definitions on this, because I think some of the disconnect is in what the definitions are.
Okay. If it'll help you, Tom, I got it in front of me. And I guess I'd rather us not continue to find reasons to keep this alive. My own feeling would be I'd like to see it dead on the vine. So if it'll help you, I'll pass that down, and it's got the definition.
That's
right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Robert. Any other discussion on
that? Yeah, I just want to.
Sure, I'm new. If you take the privilege.
I have a question on this since you've been in this for 20 years or so. Can you back up, please? What is the encompassing of a personal care home? Is it someone with just disabilities or illness? Or what is the scope as you see it?
For personal care home licensure, it can be adults with developmental disabilities, and it can actually be children with developmental disabilities, but it can also be seniors without disabilities.
In your definition of disabilities, does that include, is that just, some medical situation?
It could be a medical situation, it could be a temporary situation, it could be a chronic or long-term. But again, what they're doing, typically in a lot of these personal care homes, is they're making these families. And they're working as a family and being a part of the community.
Are drug and alcohol rehab part of this? They're not part of this?
No.
They cannot.
No. Not under, I can only tell you the guidelines that I've seen. No. You need to talk about like halfway houses and that sort of stuff?
Yes.
No, sir.
Special language.
Are you going to tell me different? That is wrong.
Those require special language.
Those require, right.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying they meet the definition.
They meet the definition of personal care.
Right. But
they'll require a SLUP.
But they would require a SLUP. Right.
Do whatever he wants.
Special language. Is that in our ordinance? Is it this time? It is, with, we have
mm-hmm. Can I also say that we keep talking about Rip Run, and it was a stellar institution, I guess, if there's such, that's not, but that's also an oxymoron in a lot of people's worlds. Stellar institution is not necessarily something that goes together. It was, by institutional standards, a fine institution. But the whole point, and one of the proud things that we did in this state, in this community, is we took that institution down. Because everybody deserves the right to live in the community. And within our peers and our culture diversity, and that's what makes our community our community. And while I know it might feel like a business, and I know that one of the concerns was traffic in a community, I can assure you that the gentleman who has four children living in his house, most of which are teenagers, have a lot more traffic in their community than the individuals that we're talking about. And they are, I don't know where we've gotten the information about ORS, but I'm sure they would love to hear that they're not doing their job. And I can assure you that that is actually coming from the governor on down, that ORS is taking a very active role in these personal care homes and shifting that is what they are there for, is to regulate these homes.
Thank you. All right, very good. Any other discussion on this? All right. Again, that was first read. So we are going to go to public hearing, chapter 21, signs, and if there's no objection, I'm going to...